After Maria, good morning. Coming up in today's program, Infrastructure Commission looks for private money, City of Sails meets the Big Apple, and I'll bring you the latest from the money markets. The Infrastructure Commission plans to look for a wide range of funding options and partners to fund the multi-billion dollar infrastructure program. The Commission's head, Alan Bollard, says it sees itself as the guardian of public-private partnerships and will be looking closely at how best to leverage government investment with private money. He says that will mean cutting deals with overseas investors.
International investment under certain circumstances in certain areas, yes. There's interest, there's availability of funding, there's very cheap rates around at the moment, so absolutely. And of course, some of our infrastructure currently has already been funded in that way. If you look at some of the, for example, electricity generation or telecommunication assets.
When you look at public-private partnerships, is there a role for mum and dad investors?
Well, we haven't looked at that at the moment. And if you'd like to ask me about that in 6 months, I'll answer it for you.
That's the Infrastructure Commissioner Alan Bollard talking to Nona Peltier. Auckland hopes to attract big New York spenders in a two-year marketing deal struck with the Big Apple. Each city will promote the other in a bid to diversify the tourism market and support Air New Zealand's direct flights, which begin in October. It will cost Auckland ratepayers $40,000 a year. But the tourism body, ATEED's chief executive Nick Hill, says without the deal, the same level of marketing would have cost $220,000. He says with the current uncertainty hitting the global tourism market, diversification is the name of the game.
Something like coronavirus comes along, it just reinforces how important it is that you cannot just, you know, narrow your dependency to single or a few markets. So we were always diversifying. Coronavirus just essentially reinforces just how important that is. I think it's unlikely to have an impact in the kind of time frames that we're dealing with at the moment around coronavirus, although, you know, who knows how it plays out over time. And also the numbers, you know, will never be huge, but they will be valuable and important.
That's AT Chief Executive Nick Hill. A local technology startup is expecting growth from the use of its digital assistants. The company is Ambit, and it's finding ready takers for its interactive digital workers, which use a mix of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and natural language technology. The Chief Operating Officer and co-founder, Tim Warren, says digital assistants can be trained to do the most mundane tasks, but the secret of their success is an ability to listen and respond to customers. He says the industry is rapidly developing and well beyond the fledgling state.
3 years ago today, there were three of us, the co-founders, and by the middle of last year, we were 30 people. It's been pretty quick growth over 3 years and a very exciting ride in a very new and developing area.
What's your expectations for further growth?
We think the market is actually still at the very early stages, and I think the real growth is yet to come. We've had the introductory growth from early adopters, but it's rapidly becoming mainstream in terms of strategic plans that are being put in place to roll this technology out across, almost every company that we talk to.
The Chief Operating Officer and co-founder of Ambit, Tim Warren. Turning to the markets now, Wall Street is closed for President's Day in the United States, but Asian stocks have closed higher, except for Japan's Nikkei, falling 0.7% off the back of weak economic data. Our On Top 50 index was a game of two halves yesterday. It had a weak opening, but turned around for a positive finish, closing up 39 points, a third of a percent to 11,874. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 64.4 US cents, 95.8 Australian, 49.5 British pence, 0.594 euro, 70.8 yen, 4.50 yuan. Brent crude oil is up ever so slightly at $57.36 US dollars a barrel, and gold is down about $3 to $1,581 US dollars an ounce. And in other business news, local councils have been given a clean bill of health by ratings agency S&P Global when it comes to taking on debt. S&P has long-term issuer credit ratings on 23 local and regional councils in New Zealand, with ratings ranging between AA and A+. S&P says the councils are well placed to manage rising debt because of the country's supportive policy settings. It says local government benefits from stable policy, reporting transparency, and solid revenue. That's business for now. It's coming up to 7 o'clock.